We're speaking with Jesse Simon of the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective. He's a graduate of the Manhattan School of Music and has played a lot of professional jazz dates in Denver and Minneapolis and other cities. But that was then. And then there was marriage and a couple of kids, and Jesse hardly touched his drumsticks for a long time.
On the eve of my 40th birthday, I said to my wife, I think the kids need to experience the swing side of me. It's a really intense side of me. And up to that point, my family, my children, my wife, my in-laws had never heard me play a jazz concert. So I said, I'm going to put on a concert. So my birthday is December 22nd, and I started practicing on January 1st, before that, and slowly shook the rust off. And in October, I went down to Jazz Central and met with Mac Santiago and went in there and sat in, and he agreed to host my birthday party on this 22nd of December, and I put on a jazz concert, and it was an hour and a half, and we played some pretty tough tunes. Before I knew it, I was back in business.
And business is the operative word there, because just because you want to play doesn't mean that you're going to play. You've got to find others.
I knew I needed to play, and I could either go out and network, or I could form my own group. And I figured with the latter, it would be more effective in getting musicians to play by forming my own group. And the music that I love and have adored from the beginning has been the hard bop style. And so I knew that if I were to put together a songbook with this music and gave it a name such as the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective, and give a chance for people, both musicians, to play this music and for the Minneapolis public to come and hear it, that would be a win-win situation.
Jesse, what's a tune that you were playing right at the beginning of the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective that when you played it, you knew it was going to work out?
The tune that I really loved and the repertoire was the music of Hank Mobley and Kenny Dorham. And so one of the first tunes that we played was Philly Twist by Kenny Dorham. That was a tune that really exemplified the style of the hard bop era, the driving swing, the energetic feel, and the syncopated rhythms that is known for that era. Plus, the tune is written for a drummer whom I have really is an idol of mine, Philly Joe Jones. So Kenny Dorham had written that tune for Philly Joe and entitled it Philly Twist.
Jesse Simon of the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective. What's the mission of this group?
It comes back to preservation of the music. You know, you go out to a chamber concert or you go hear the Minnesota Orchestra and you go to hear Bach or you go to hear Beethoven and you're hearing a preservation. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make a preservation of this music.
Part of what you want to do, Jesse, in the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective is to play hard bop numbers that are, well, maybe not the ones you think of first when you think of the idiom, but are really good tunes.
A friend of mine out in New York City, his name is Don Sickler, and he has this amazing library of transcriptions of Gigi Grice and Kenny Dorham and Hank Mobley. When I spoke to Don about the project, he told me himself that his hope in putting this library together was so that people, musicians and listeners alike, could experience this music so that it wouldn't get lost. And you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of people don't know, a lot of musicians don't know who Gigi Grice is and have never played his music. Nika's Tempo, for example, that we're about to play for you, is it's an AABA form, but each section is 12 bars, divided up in half, a six and a six. Maybe more challenging for the musician and more exciting for the listener. That's what we're trying to do with the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective.
Jesse, after people hear the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective, what do they say to you?
We played this last weekend at Boom Island, and we did the music of Hank Mobley. And after the concert, I was speaking with some people, and the woman I spoke to said something extraordinary to me. She looked me straight in the eye, and she said, "You bring a lot of happiness to people." And that's really my mission. The jazz energy is all about joy and happiness. When we get to play this music, the whole purpose and the whole mission is to deliver the joy of the music through our instruments.
Jesse Simon of the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective. The band performs in the Boom Room of Boom Island Brewing in Minneapolis, Saturday night, August 26th from 7 to 9. The Minnesota Hard Bop Collective is available on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Bill Nussbaum speaking.